Blog Talk Radio.
Good Monday morning. You're listening to the I Love Politics show. And I'm your host, I'm B. Says. And I want to thank you for taking the time to listen in today, Monday, July 6, 2015. It's 11:30 a.m. Central Time. And today, my topic is about our teens. My title, Teens Are Ready for Adulthood at 16. You know that sweet 16. And because they're ready for adulthood at that age, could be one of the reasons there's so much conflict going on that's centered around our teens in America today, that's centered around our young adults who were teens just a few years ago. Chaos, conflict that's centered around a generation who's been raised under two wars, two unnecessary wars, two wars that brought down the American economy. Our teens have grew up in this. And what is it we expect from them? We expect them to be adults when one group want them to be adults, and we expect them to be teens when one group want them to be teens, and we expect them to be kids when another group want them to be kids, and without any regard whatsoever to what our teens want. I say ask our teens. It's time America stop making decisions for every group of people without bringing those people to the table, not as part of the menu, but bring them to the table and give them a seat at the table, and we'll have a better America. Because I truly believe that our teens are working toward a unified United States of America. America, you're taking away our children's childhood. And for this I say, as Scripture would say, woe be unto you. Scripture says what we do to the least of these, we do unto the Lord thy God. And our children are a blessing from God, not to come to earth for us to decide what we want them to be at any given situation. So our teens are being hurt, and I'll say this morning that you are either doing it yourself, either with your actions or your inactions, or writing laws, or what you do in your home, what they see you doing, whatever. Our teens are being hurt. And we, too many of us, are standing by and allowing it to happen, or standing by and instigating it, hoping that it'll happen. I have to say that my focus never was truly on teens as a group until the death of Mike Brown in Ferguson. There was a fight in the media and on social networks trying to decide if this 18-year-old Mike Brown was a kid or was an adult. He was dead when I come to know about him. He was a dead person when I learned about him. And from what I understood, he was a person who should not have been dead, laying on the streets of a city in America. But there were arguments about whether he was a teen or whether he was an adult, whether he was a kid or whether he was a man. And that, my fellow Americans, is what our problem is. We want to decide what other people are. We want to decide what other people's children are. But we don't want nobody in our business. Well, I want to say to you this Monday morning, I think it's about time that we lower the adulthood age to 16 years. I think it's about time that we think about how we separate adulthood in this country. We do it by skin color. And I think it's about time we start asking these teens, really asking these teens, what it is that they need to be successful. Because I truly can believe that if Mike Brown had been a man in the eyesight of America at age 16, that man may still be alive today. But we take our young people and we trap them into childhood until we decide it's time for them to step out of childhood. And that is not the way it should be. Because there are some amongst us who are ready to be adults before age 16, and there are some of us who are not ready to be adults when they reach 25. And the thing about it, they're not balking it. People want to live their lives the way they choose to live it. And I think it's time that we start giving that option to people before they get 21 for some things and 18 for other things. Because it is not just the age from which maturity comes. There are plenty of us who come of age and didn't choose to do things that were harmful. And there are plenty of us who watch things being done harmful to others in their homes before they become of age and learn how to do it. So it's not about others deciding when adulthood should occur and taking the lives of our children and deciding if, and then arguing whether we took the life of an adult or whether we took the life of a child. Our teens are being lied on, killed by friends, killed by neighbors, killed by law enforcement, talked about. And all of this going on, how often do we talk to our teens? You know, there's this PTSD. Hope I got the initials right. Post-traumatic stress disorder. I think our teens are there. I think a lot of them are there. Because we have teens today who have grown up in households with bare necessities. And we have teens today who have grown up in households with everything that they could desire. And we have teens today who have grown up in households that wasn't a household. It was a van. It was someone else's basement under bridges. And a lot of times these teens have gone to the same schools and being taught the same things, and the standards that's been expected of them are identical. And for me, this is wrong. You know, I will say this, and I believe this. Our teens are the more monolithic group that we have. Because when you talk about a teen, you're talking about a teen. And if that person is anywhere from 12 pretty much to 19, they feel like you're including them. They're teens. They are a monolithic group, more so than any other group of people. And they know when they're being talked about. And they know when they're being ridiculed. And they know when their friends are being talked about. And they know when their friends are being ridiculed. And they get this stuff in their homes. They get it in their churches. They get it when they visit their families' places of business. They get it when they go to a place of business to purchase a hamburger, or when they walk in and they ask for a job, when Jamal asks for a job, and when Johnny asks for a job. They know the difference. They see the difference. And they are not for that as a whole. But they're getting twisted up in their minds because of what they're living under and what they're seeing every day and what they're hearing every day. But they eat together. No other group of Americans has ever ate together before our teams of all color. They eat together. They sleep together. They play together. They fight together. And they do it as their own selected groups. They select one another to be in their groups. And they have learned to select people not by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character and by their skills and desires and interests. That's the way they do it. They've learned that. And while they're busy doing it the right way, they're having to deal with an America that's using teens, that's abusing teens. And sometimes they can talk about it to their teen friends, and sometimes they can't talk about it to their teen friends because they know which side their bread is buttered on. And if they come from a household where they're being taught against people based on the color of their skin, and they know that you're talking about my best friend, talking about my best friend's boyfriend, they don't want a part of that. And so when they're getting forced into it, they're rebelling against it. And based on where they're raised and based on what's available to them, they decide how they're going to react to what society has done to them. And so we see these reactions coming out of them as teens. We see these reactions coming out of them as young adults. And we see it coming out of them after they reach maturity and haven't been able to be as successful as they would have wanted to be because of things that people did or did not do when they were teens. And they carry these burdens. And so I say that today's teen faces chaos, confusion, mixed communication, controlled by many idiots, and less opportunity for growing up in a secure community. I grew up in a poor community, but my well-being was never, ever something that I worried about. I had no inclination in my mind that I may die overnight or I may die on the street, and neither did my brothers. Because we grew up in a secure community, the type of security that's worth its weight in gold. We grew up in a community where the people who lived in the community cared about us. It wasn't about who had a father at home. We did not talk about such things to one another. We made up for any inadequacies that we saw in households with a cup of sugar, with a walk to the bus stop in the dark morning hours, bringing your neighbor's kid over if you were going to be working late, so they wouldn't be there by themselves. We did it. We secured our communities. And no one could walk into our communities as a stranger and bring harm into our communities. Not even police officers did that in our communities when I grew up. But after civil rights, the racism in America took over, and our teens suffer from it more than any other group. I believe that. because from the urban to the rural, from blacks to whites and all in between, our teens are receiving mixed messages. Our teens are being pulled at. Our teens are being marketed to. And our teens are being told what to do. On one hand, teens are expected to be adults about situations. And on the other hand, teens are told they are not adults. And on the other hand, teens' childhood is being waived by the courts so that they can receive adult punishment. So I say, on the other hand, it's possible time. Possibly is the time now for teens to be adults before they become age 18. Because we throw them into all kinds of barrels of worms and snakes and fires and expect them to come out of it as a teen when they done lived more things in their life than I choose myself to ever have to witness. I feel nothing but sympathy for teenagers of America. Not in a bad way. I understand what they've gone through. I understand what they're going through. And I haven't been understanding this for even a year. And I've always been one who was an advocate for teens. But I was thinking about the teen that I remember. That teen is no more. That teen does not walk the face of the streets in America anymore. That teen have been killed, murdered with wars and foreclosures and PTSD and law enforcement and CEOs and outsourcing, and all of these things have visited our teens. And then we expect them, our childhood was, and we expect that from these teens. No. As the adult that I am today, I shall never in the rest of my life be able to witness what I know teenagers have witnessed in America today. And for this I'm sad. And for this I'm apologetic. And for this I vow that I'll do everything that I can to make a better America for the teens in America. Thing that I can to make America better. There are lots of teenagers in America, and they are power to reckon with if they ever join forces against this society. If they ever do it, they're going to be a power to reckon with. Now, we have over 300 million Americans, and out of those, I was trying to remember, I read it, I looked it up, I think we have about 18 million teens. I could be wrong, so I'm not going to really quote that as being statistically correct, but I am going to say that based on the age of our teens and based on every year they are becoming adults, and based on them being killed in our streets, and based on a lot of them being ready for more responsibilities, but people don't want to give them to them, acting as if they think the teenagers of today are the teenagers that they were. They are not. And that's why I say it's time to bring them to the table, because after the killing of Mike Brown, I purposely went online and hunted out teens who were talking about what was happening. And I got a brain full and some. And I understand how America has betrayed our teenagers. And then we expect them to be children, but they're forced to live in a world where adult things happen to them every day. You can have a 12-year-old that stands as tall as any adult man in America, but you talk to him. Ask him something, and you'll find out what his maturity is. Don't just look at him how he walk. Don't just look at her hairstyle or what she's wearing. But take the time to talk to her. It's time, America. Teens are ready for adulthood before 18 now. A lot of it. But they're ready before 18. And we expect things from them. I think that we shouldn't. But the thing about it is, I do believe that they're ready to deliver. But they have to have their place at the table. And they can't be on the table as the menu. They need their place at the table. And with all the teenagers that we can look at as fact right today who's been successful in their lives, doing all types of things. It's nothing to fear about our teenagers. Don't be angry with them. They look better than we looked when we were teenagers. They speak better than we spoke when we were teenagers. They dress better. They do more things. They've been more places. They've seen more things. They're ready for adulthood. And when we do what's right by them, together they're going to do what's right by America. They're already doing it. They seek out people who have something to bring to the table. But they're being held back because of other people's prejudices, because of racism, because of envy, because of civil rights. All of these things and these battles that were fought before they even come into this world has been thrust upon them. And they don't want to deal with it. They want unity. They want to work together. And they even understand that working together does not mean that they can work with everyone. They're understanding this better. You don't hear teenagers. When you get ask a teenager an opinion about things, you don't hear teenagers saying stuff like you hear adults say in America. Adults who hold high positions in America, the way that they will talk about a group of people. You don't hear teenagers do that. They don't do it. Like, when the police officer in McKinney, Texas, straddled that child with the weight of his adult body, I heard people on the radio say things like, well, those teens, they animals anyhow. They act like animals anyhow. Meaning, how else are you going to conquer an animal but to throw them down or to kill them? A wild animal. And these are people who are on radio stations whose sponsors are taking in the money of teenagers every day. Allow these people to say whatever they want to say about any group of people. I learned with the death of Mike Brown how much harm America has done to teenagers, and especially since 2001. And the reason I say especially since 2001, because before 2001, I would say the bulk of the problems with teens were problems that black teens faced. 2001, when outsourcing and wars and importing workers took away jobs of American heads of households, all teenagers, all colors, began to face a lifestyle that they never faced before. Hunger. Where they had two and three cars, there were none. They had a nice home, and every kid had their own bedroom. They might was living in a van. These are the things that this country put our teens through and raised them up with this stuff, and now it's time for our country to make it better. And some of the same teens who were abused and watched kids kill, their friends kill, are going to be the ones who are going to stand up, think better for themselves and for this country. And the only way it can happen is that every adult who's able to vote start voting for people who are interested in America as a whole. And that means people who are interested in law enforcement doing what's right, in CEOs doing what's right, in individuals doing what's right, keeping their nose out of clergy business, which is the right thing to do. Let people live their lives the way they choose to live it, as long as they're not crossing the line of others. We have problems that we can fix. But we got to stop allowing people to kill one another and justify it. Justifiable killing is wrong, because once blood is spilled by anybody, it makes it easier for that person to spill blood again. Our teens deserve better. Teens are being buried in numbers too big to ignore. And those that law enforcement ain't killing, which is usually law enforcement kills the black teens, but they take the white teens to get a hamburger before they go lock them up. It has to stop. That is not the way law is to be administered. Not the color of your skin should not decide whether you are an adult or a child. The color of your skin should not decide how you should be penalized. The color of the skin of our teens does not decide who their friends are. Not anymore, America. And if you think it does, your teens are fooling you, because they know which side their bread is buttered on. I'm B. Says, and I'm asking you to join me in a financial revolution for America. Let's invest in our communities. Thereby, we are investing in our teens. And let's realize that it's time for our teens to reach adulthood at age 16. It's sad we're picking up our teenagers off the street, our black teenagers, our black girls and boys, our black men and women. We're picking them up off the street for no other reason than they're black. I'm B. Says. And this is I Love Politics.